This is Unfiltered Vitamin Z. Welcome to season 15, ladies and gentlemen. Those that identify otherwise, we welcome you here to another episode, another season of UFZ, brought to you by Zay. Thank you so much for tuning in. I truly appreciate it. I'm like super chill right now, super relaxed. I'm smoking on a cigar. So like, if I don't record this now, which was my intention after I had after I just ate, then shit, I would have just passed out on the couch. So might as well just put on the headphones and just keep talking, because sometimes you don't feel like doing shit, but you know you got to do it. You know what I'm saying? You know you're not going to regret doing the shit you know you want to do and got to do. Like working out. You know, like, okay, you might have an excuse and be lazy and put it off. But you do know after you're going to feel good. It's kind of like this. I knew after I'm going to feel good recording this. Even during. Man, I love smoke. I was reading how Castro used to smoke. He would smoke cigars for like 40 years, right? From since he was like 15. But then Cuba was going through some type of, you know, tobacco's bad type of medical campaign. So he started smoking publicly, and indoors or outdoors, people just stopped seeing him smoking. And he said that he liked to smoke for the smoke. And I was like, me too. I used to tell people that. I remember having a conversation with a homie of mine named Nathan. And here in Spain, actually, in the cohort after me of the master program. And I remember just sitting there, we're just like, I was like, man, look how the smoke going up. Look at how it's like so pure. Yeah, it's swirling around, but it's actually knows what it's doing, knows where it's going. It's kind of like your thoughts while you're smoking. You know what I'm saying? It's still concise. It's still clear. It's still there. When you drink, your thoughts spill out. Literally, you throw up. You know, the shit comes out volatile. Just a brah. But when you smoke, it's different. That's why it's better to be around people that smoke than be around people that's always drinking. You know, it's fun to go out and have drinks with people, but not necessarily to have a nice conversation. Unless it's just like a little bit of whiskey, a couple beers, some wine. But in general, just you can smoke a lot. You can smoke blunt after blunt with somebody. You know what I'm saying? You can have a couple sticks of cigars with you and smoke a whole pack of cigarettes and then a whole road trip, some shit like that. And you're still just vibing together. But there's a certain limit with alcohol, as the group and individually. And so anyway, hold on, let me check out my notes. I've been rapping a lot on, check out Zayd UFZ on Instagram. I've been posting a lot of like, using the Keeker app. So it's like free beats that I can write songs to and then post those songs every week. Almost every day too, and have it in my notes app. And it also allows me to like rap on here and dive into like little themes and topics like I've always been doing in previous seasons. If this is your first time hearing this, and if you're returning, thank you so much. What are you smoking? What are you lighting up? Do you like prefer to drink? Let me know at Unfiltered Vitamin Z on Instagram and Zayd UFZ on Instagram. Keep it light. The thoughts in your head be like on some manifestation. People like cheap shit, fast food, whack music, just to distract them from their real mood. I ain't a preacher, cause I do it too, but I do know feeding your body and mind goes a long way. Mother Nature don't play. She my main bitch. Global woman destructing global peace. Mother Nature my main bitch. Everyone after is a side piece. Real shit. Dirt got so many microorganisms. Graduated at 19. USF class of 19, degree in history, magnum cum laude. Went out to the world, whipped out a magnum, and made that bitch Mother Nature come loudly, scream proudly. Immigrante, cara, árabe. Lady told me the other day, you gotta get out of here. But who was you? Como te la vu? Fuck you, you, and you too. All through the night, no reason to fight. I'ma just keep it light, keep pushing on my own time with all my might all through the night. No reason to fight, I'ma just keep it light, keep pushing on my own time with all my might. And keep on stepping to the mic, hype myself up, cause if you don't fuck with you, how you gonna expect anyone else to do it too? You see? Anxiety, ADHD, and seeing depression mixing with procrastination, hesitation on execution because of fear to be losing. You gotta keep it moving. Your ancestors rooting because you, they MVPs. Time to make history. All through the night, no reason to fight. I'ma just keep it light, keep pushing on my own time with all my might. I'm smoking on one of the most popular sticks of Cuban cigars from Havana, Monte Cristo Numero Cuatro. And I recently liked the five. That was the one I had tried and I would smoke. And this one's a longer stick, and I bought it and I liked it. And I liked it so much as I've been smoking. I was like, man, this shit's smooth. This shit's mellow. Some coffee, some earthy flavors. I fuck with this. And I had a song that I'm coming out soon with a barber of mine right here in Spain, actually. Like the only barber that I know here. And he sings, some, flamenco music and shit like that here. But the beat is it's a rumba beat, it's a Cuban music. So the whole beat and everything, it's like a trifusion. You can feel the me coming from Florida, the Cuban, the Spain, all that element. You think of way Caribbeans talk, ways the accent, the thickness of it, the what's it called, the cutting out the S's, the speed, and all that type of shit. It's Andalus mix, Southern Spain mix, and those are the people that immigrated to the Caribbean in the first place. Arabs too. I know a Cuban friend of mine in USF back in Tampa. He was all his grandparents were all four of his grandparents and great grand. They were all Middle Eastern. They all came from different places. He traced it back to like Syria and Yemen and Andalusia and North Africa and shit. Because during the Spanish, when they year they celebrate of Columbus sailing back out to the world. I was not sailing back, just sailing, going out. 1492 was when they got they reunified the country and kicked the Muslims out and kicked the Jews out too. And they all spread around, through the Ottoman Empire. That's just a little history lesson, which is kind of weird if you think about it, because like the prized tourism shit and architecture and nice things here are either Roman or they're Moorish. It's Islamic architecture that people from around the world come to visit and see this country. It's not really shit that Spanish people really own and take pride in. So they have to like, and a lot of Spanish people do be looking Arab as fuck, but they don't get called out for being Arab. I don't know why. That's just a Spanish way of moving, I guess. But I don't know. Somebody like me gets called out for that shit. But I'm that trifusion motherfucker. I'm that Muslim motherfucker, but also coming from Florida. So that's why in the song, I'm gonna share with y'all a little bit. I ain't gonna share the beat or nothing. But like my verse, because my homie Davi is gonna sing the chorus. And I literally, that's like Zaid, UFZ from the University of South Florida, across the seas to Salamanca. Like that's the intro. And then I have like another part where I'm like, Andamos por el río, puffing un puro cubano, Monte Cristo, número cuatro. It's like we're walking by the river, puffing on a Cuban cigar, Monte Cristo number four. Oh, that could rhyme in English too. Shit. Yeah, that works. I'm gonna share with y'all, because I'm in a good mood. I'm gonna share with y'all another poem that I wrote. Colors is man, sisters and my brothers. I'm like no other. Oh, my favorite color. No, that's not the poem. That's just me listening to music. Fucking, let me ask this real quick. And relight it. If it's good, I was reading too. If it's a good cigar, you shouldn't have to relight it like a whole stick. It's like 5 to 6 inches. You shouldn't have to relight it that often if it's a good blend. It's smooth, rolled right. But like once or twice, what I'm saying? It's nothing like freak out about. You know what I'm saying? This is my first time and I'm probably like 60% through. Oh, my favorite cuss. My sisters and my brothers, see 'em like no other. All my favorite colors. You gotta get it smooth though. I hate when it be uneven, then I gotta like burn another side more than the other. I like it when it's smooth. Slow. It's how I like to smoke. It's how I like to drive. It's how I like to fuck. Fast don't mean good, you know what I'm saying? Fast and furious. Fuck the fast shit. Give me the furious. You know. Damn, this taking a minute. All right, I think it's good. Let me see. I got two lighters. Sometimes when you be holding on these clipper lighters for a while, the little thumb part where you flick it get too hot. So while that one, the other one's cooling down, I use the other one. Try to make sure it's well lit all the way to the finish. Smoke always got me high. Just smoke itself. Just not, doesn't matter what I'm smoking. Just the smoke. Just seeing the smoke just gets me high. I'm just like, oh, why, yes, finally. I just sit down. I just chill. I'm just like, Start my mornings and afternoon break and the night. I just love smoke. That was a cough from the food, actually. I hadn't. I'm now putting the cigar in my mouth. A lot of people used to tell me, certain smoker communities, that like, you know, coughing is what would make you high. Like, you know, you're not really high until like you start coughing. Like that actually would make you high. And I didn't believe that shit. I heard it from two different types of people, and I was like, nah, I don't believe that shit. Cause I grew up with the Arab culture, like with my cousins. If you cough, you a bitch. Like when my cousin would give me the hookah, he would tell me, all right, go ahead, puff on this shit. But if you cough, I'ma punch you. And I'd be like, blow all that shit. Fill the entire roof of that room with just smoke, like it's a fucking cloud above us. Not a single cough would be out of me. Since a kid, I had them super lungs. All right, what was I gonna share with y'all? Four. I think that's what I wrote. Like four, like with a question mark. Like what four? Yeah. You ever been told? Oh no, that's not the intro that I wrote. I was like, just talking to myself or talking like through the camera, like as if I was talking to somebody. And I was like, you ever been told to calm down and told that motherfucker, I'ma flip your face, ass wipe shit stain, you calm down, punch you in the throat till your Adam's apple drops back down. Tupac said, the best I ain't a killer, but don't push me. Zaid, UFZ, I don't choose violence, but sometimes Satan outpaces God, and I'm a little greedy. Busy to feed needy people, like Iceman, one shot through your people. A disclaimer needed, I hate guns, wanna see fathers raise their sons, but why killing can seem easy, almost fun. It ain't survival, every human being ain't your rival. Hostile AR-15 rifle, I love like how Jesus loved. We live for many things, but for death there should be least one thing. What you here for? What you die for? What you here for? What you die for? What you live for? What you ride for? How long here for? Know the way forward? You gotta understand death to value the time that you have left. Best kept secret to life is how to beat it and treat it with the respect it deserves. Pushing through the pain must be really working if it hurts. Got the answer, just blur it out, don't raise no hands. Socratic method, we about sharing and not comparing, owning and not moaning. What you here for, what you die for, what you live and ride for. And then it's all about not quitting, cause you never know what or who will later be joining you on the show. What's left in store, ball roll with the intention of giving back. That's not really stealing, is it? Thin lines, but they damn sure divide. Crucify me, he or she. Difficulty living peacefully, like fuck, ain't nobody gonna be here till infinity. What you here for, what you die for, what you live for and ride for, how long you here for. I will say this shit does burn better at the beginning. See, there's certain areas I can see red. I can see that it's hot, but there's other parts that are not so hot. So that means this shit is not burning all the same. So some ups into death. The realest. Oh, I can hear mine. Practice games. You the only white boy folks. I know he said white boys. Hold your hand, you gonna have to throw him if you gotta. Every time is that, this my jazz, and I swear to God, that's the two of us gonna pay off this student plus before they stop making fools of us. But see, pay you back, I couldn't do it enough. So this one right here, this for the family, this for the family, this for the fam, this for the, this for the, this for the, this family. It's all cause of y'all, so cause y'all, cause of y'all, that this shit that I can't believe. So this for the family, cause y'all made a man of me. So this for the fam, this for the, this for the, this for the family. Said this for the fam, this for the, this for the, this for the family. It's all cause of y'all, that I did some shit that I can't believe. Cause y'all made a man of me, cause y'all made a man of me. The note to my moms, this is a letter to Christine. Just wanna say that all of us still young, even though our record ain't pristine. Therefore be when I needed you, and you gonna always care for me. I believe in you night, evening, and day. Miss Pizza, yeah, if we ain't have a team, then you would make it. And you was there for me to answer all those texts when my anxiety, I couldn't take it. And you taught me to relax a little. You also taught me how to blaze a trail. Taught me how to make shit happen. I take no shit. And if we got it, we gonna raise some hell. And that's just... I love when rappers get... That's literally, it's about the family. It's making like open letters to each member of his family. That shit's so fucking dope. And the beat and everything, it just slaps. It's so beautiful, so poetic. It's so honest. It's so real. It's so relatable on so many different levels. I love it. Check out Marlon Craft Family. I love it when smoke be up close to on your face. Shit seductive as hell. It's like a, it's like staring into the eyes of a girl with like, especially if her eyes are like deep brown or like green hazelish. God damn, and you can smell like her perfume, but not so much. You can also smell, there's something natural and nice about body odor too. Just general, like just a little bit of sweat. I don't know about y'all, but that'd be me. That's why I don't use cologne that much. That's like how I naturally smell. You know what I'm saying? A little jojoba oil on me. You can smell that shit. It's nice. And her hair is, you know, she's just brushing a little over. It's a little breeze coming through. Especially when it's like she moving it back and you can see the collarbone and the neck and the shoulder and all that shit. That's how that smoke feels when it's just coming up slowly right above your face, crossing your eyes. That's why I wear sunglasses too, because you don't want that shit to get in your eyes either. I don't know, do y'all feel the same way? Or am I just like overly romantic about this smoke shit? I should get a smoke machine. But then it takes the fun out of it, because there's something natural about something burning though. Not just smoke itself, but the fact that it's coming from fire. Fire! Can't tell I'm at it. Family. This for the family. You know why the Oscars suck? Specifically the Oscars, but in general, a lot of these award shows and shit. One, we can watch highlights and the funny shit on YouTube. Nobody really watches TV in the fucking more. Number two, before our biggest form of entertainment was solely going to a movie theater, paying a ticket, sitting down, watching the movie, and then going home, and then next day at school, work, or whatever, talking about it. Now with streaming, now even since I was a kid, to watch, be able to, you could watch movies online. Now with series and TV shows and this binge culture, not to mention YouTube and content and different ways than movies, and short videos and skits and pranks and vlogs and all types of shit. Is it really necessary to have an award show for a specific form of entertainment that is, now I don't want to say becoming obsolete, we always gonna make movies, but let me give you an example. How many of you guys have read The Three Musketeers? Old French book, right? Shit's long as fuck, and some parts of it get super goddamn boring, especially when the Musketeers were in between jobs and shit, and they could just chill, and they'd go play tennis and all types of shit during the day. Why do you think they go into detail over these very boring aspects of the story that don't really have any much of the action that you would see in the movie? It's because that was the biggest and mainly form of entertainment. Not everybody could go. I mean, the Gutenberg press, what was in the 15th, 16th century. So it was given access to poor people that normally wouldn't be able to read. And it's spreading the Bible and all that shit. That's why it's called the Gutenberg Bible, because that's the press it was made out of. But all these stories are so long because you would want to read all that shit. You had nothing else to fucking do. You weren't going to go on your phone. You weren't going to watch TV. You weren't going to do so many different things or go to the movies. You were going to read. You would love all these little details because that was your form of entertainment. All these books were super long. Charles Dickens, for example, he was paid by like the letter or the word. So yeah, he was going to spend 30 fucking pages over the doorknob on some like closet door and the third floor of a house. You know what I'm saying? Nobody give a fuck about that shit, but he would because he was getting paid for it. That's why I never read Charles Dickens. So then it comes down to like, okay, a lot of us don't really feel like sitting down for 2.5 hours or 2 hours for a fucking movie. We don't do that shit. Like I just said, there's so much other forms of content that we watch. Now we don't even have time to sit down and like watch the entire award show over movies we didn't even sit all the way through. So it's like, the fuck? That's what makes it super, like, boring. And then certain movies and shit, like, for example, I remember when it was the one a year, I forgot what year it was, but it was, like, the foreign film section, or the documentary section. There was a super dope Middle Eastern documentary over the Syrian war and shit. I'm pretty sure that's what it was. They put, the one that won was some type of, like, bike sport type bullshit documentary. It's like, who the fuck gives a fuck about that? That's what really wins. That's what's gonna win attention. It's the same thing with the Grammys. Certain people win. It's like, all right, cool, but like, why the fuck? Eminem, a lot of other artists spoke about it. It's like they're calling people like Jay-Z and Beyonce, kind of like hinting like you're gonna win. They get big people to show up so their views on TV will go up, and then they don't win. They give it to all these other fucking people. So like, it's really bullshit. I think the Oscars and this is like works in a similar way. I think Ricky Gervais even made fun of people. It's like, see, I told y'all. I think we're doing Golden Globes. That's what he mainly does the speeches for. And he's like, one chick, I forgot what movie she did. And he was like, see, told you, do a Holocaust movie and you'd win an Oscar. So there's an agenda here. There is a specific way to play this. When you got all these, so many of these rooms in Hollywood being filled with writers, producers, directors, and actors that are all Jewish. What narrative do you think is going to be pushed? What type of movies do you think are going to get made? What type of stories do you think are going to get told? Versus how many movies of, you know, those few years of the tragedy of the Holocaust, how many movies of that, which is over 4 years, let's say, or 10 years, you know, from Hitler's reign. Because not like Hitler was killing Jews from the day he got in power. He started off in this nationalistic move of the tragedy of Germany losing World War One and being blamed for it and being into debt for it and all these different things. Damn, I have to relight this bitch. Anyway. And trying to like invigorate a sense of pride and a sense of economic prosperity and growth in this place that he felt like was fucked up, which ain't nothing really wrong with that. And then it's like, start speaking on hatred, start speaking on this, start taking shops, start, you know, the 36, we have to remember, the Olympics, the 1936 Olympics were in Germany. People saw weird shit going down. People could tell, like, yo, these motherfuckers are kind of weird. So I wouldn't say it's like a big surprise, but eventually, One thing leads to another. They colonized, they're starting taking over Eastern Europe, which was always seen as a frontier, the same way the West was in the America. When you would go west of the Mississippi, that was seen like as a frontier to go colonize, to occupy this. So that's what they wanted to do with Eastern Europe. And once they do that, what did they find there? A whole bunch of Jews. And then boom, ideas start clicking, like, how do we get, there's a lot of Jews here, how do we get rid of all? And then boom, the Holocaust starts. So that's narrative there. But if, like, if you listen to, like, So Missing, I think it's just called So Misinformed by Snoop Dogg on the I Wanna Thank Me album. You know, the intro is talking about, and Trevor Noah talked about this too in his book, how there's no documentation for the tragedies in Africa. How there's no documentation. No, we know, okay, we say, we throw the number around, 6 million Jews were killed. Maybe 12 million total, because he killed a whole bunch of other types of people too. You know, if you were gay, if you were handicapped, if you were black, whatever. There was so many other criteria for a reason to kill you. But in Africa, think of how many crimes against humanity have been committed without museums worldwide for it, without movies worldwide for it, without the representation of people from those environments in the same positions that we see, like a Steven Spielberg in. How many other great directors do we see, you know, worldwide that are African, that are Middle Eastern, that are from Latin American indigenous communities, that could also create platforms and create stories that the rest of the world could see and learn from, so that history doesn't repeat itself in the negative aspects, but only in the positive. You know what I mean? If somebody innovated something great back in the day, let's try to continue on that innovation. But the bad shit, the crappy shit, there's no reason for that to be taken onwards into the future. So you have this, you have these issues here, and you have a lot of, like, the ability to go into specific detail now, right? Because it's not like there's internet connection so many different places. So now you don't have to get into these positions. You don't have to, like, know a guy to get you this job, to become this director, to become this actor, whatever. No, I can pick up the phone, the computer, buy a camera, make videos, and upload it to the internet constantly. And if you, the system, that not just like me that I'm failing it right now, I'm not posting every day and shit like that, I'm trying to, but the system is there for people to create content, and eventually whatever you do, some audience will form around it. Might take a while, might take a year, might take 2 years, might take three, might take four, might take five, but that is the struggle, that is the hard part, that is the work that you have to put in. Like people from Dorn Group 82 Music talk about, and all these different people, that 2 years of you posting and nothing happens, but it takes 20 years for you to be an overnight success. You know what I'm saying? It's like a doctor. You ask a doctor a question, and you go to the doctor, and he sees your face, like, what is this? And it's like, boom, in 30 seconds, he tells you what it is, and he prescribes what you need to take care of. And you're like, God damn, doctor, that was fast. I appreciate it. All it took was 30 seconds. He's like, no. I've been studying this shit. I've been working and studying for 15 years for me to be able to answer you that question in 30 seconds. How many hours I put in to do that shit in 30 seconds? Think of, like, 7 seconds on the clock, and you got Kobe or LeBron, you know, taking that last minute shot, and like, boom, like, wow, in 7 seconds, saved the whole fucking game. Yeah, but I've been working for years to be able to do a lot of shit in 7 seconds. So that is the beauty of what we're living in now, of how direct to consumer we can go to, of how reachable we can be and direct in front of people digitally, on top of, especially when we're in a situation like this where we can't be face to face. You know what I'm saying? Anyway, how long have I been talking? 28 minutes. Really? Well, that is season 15 intro, I guess. Why the Oscars suck. Thank you so much for listening. I truly appreciate your time. Please check out Zay.com. Check out, sign up for the email list for exclusive content and future giveaways. I got a song. I got a couple songs too. If you sign up, I will email you two songs that I have released that is only for people on the email list. I am also releasing a set of singles. I got some coming up, you know, called Dive and Perseverance, Close, a whole bunch of shit. Most recent one was Keeping It Moving. It's an Afrobeat grooviness to it. And very short too. So yeah, check me out on Spotify or Apple Music or Tidal, wherever you listen to music. On my YouTube at Zaid. Zaid, just search that, Z-I-E-E-D. And Zaid UFZ on Instagram for all the Kicker videos and songs that I'm releasing on there as well. And stay tuned for the rest of season 15 episodes as well. You know, if this is your first time hearing this, and I hope you come back. If not, if this is something, you know, if not, no hard feelings, shit, you ain't got to come back. Ain't no obligation here. But if you have been listening to this podcast, 3rd, 4th, 5th, 6th, 7th, 8th, 9th, 10th, blah, 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 whatever, like, tell somebody else to come check this shit out, too. You know, listen to this with a friend or somebody like that. And, yeah, DM me for questions or comments. I want to do that. I want to incorporate that more into, you know what I'm saying? Where I could carry out specific conversation that maybe y'all want to hear, that y'all want to have me dive into more. Because you can't talk about everything. You can't ask questions about everything. But what you can do is try to get something specific. And you could be one person. I'll make a whole podcast dedicated to you. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, thank you so much. Peace. Oh, have a great weekend too. If you're hearing this on this Friday, have a great fucking weekend. It is Friday. It's my favorite day of the week. Enjoy, please. And it's not my favorite day of the week because it's like, oh, it's Friday. It's Friday night. Then Saturday, Sunday. No, like, it's my favorite day, Friday, is because of, like, one, growing up culture with Friday being like a special holy day, like Saturday for Jews and Sunday for Christians. But I just like Friday specifically. Not just like because the weekend's coming up. I love every day because every day is a day to like be alive and do shit. But just something different about, I don't know. You would take a shower, you'd be clean, you'd go to the mosque, you'd be chilling. All that good shit. So anyway, enjoy your Friday, enjoy your weekend, and don't live for the weekend. Do shit for the week too, you know what I'm saying? It's a very limited time you got here. You got to be doing your shit, living a life that you are fully proud of. Because when you die, you're going to see two movies. Speaking of movies, you're going to watch one movie of what your life was. And you're going to see another movie of what your life could have been. Make sure the one that would have could have been is damn similar to the one that you actually lived to. You know what I'm saying? So anyway, thank you so much. Peace.